Thank you to cook with rice. It's very nice, too. Yeah, when he was living on the economy, young boy, they had things more easier, things more better. The people was no better people. The few people around was very good, nice people. They give you anything, you ask them, they give you not like these people. These people know how these young set is bad-minded people. Yeah, no good. All today, the process of the world now is killing, teeth, that's all. We well know what he is coming around for, which we don't have teeth. You leave anything anyway, nobody trouble it. You can steal it from one side, steal it rational, steal it, nobody trouble it. No, you can't do that.
Now, somebody told me the other day that they did have some trouble with cocoa thieves.
Yeah.
People who come in this area after they started planting the cocoa, they said that they had some people coming in to steal the cocoa. You don't remember
yes,
any of that?
Yes, these last days people steal cocoa like hell, man. Have them and steal it off the tree, that steal it off the dryer first time and do all kind of thing. But not, no, I mean no, but years gone by people never steal cocoa, man. You break your cocoa, you leave it in the farm there for 3-4 days to ferment. When I was, even a couple of years, several, 4 to 5 years gone by, we never used to bring our cocoa same day like no. You leave it in the farm, nobody trouble it. Mm-hmm. Make it stay there and ferment all that water, you hand it more better. But these days, you know, as you pick the cocoa, you got it right out, you can't leave it in the farm. Even if you don't break it out, you teeth it in the fire, go at night and break it out. So that's the teeth now. But when you was, 20 years gone back, you break the cocoa in the farm and leave it there. 3-4 days there, you get the water out and you back it out, the bag dry, all the water suck out. When you don't handle the cocoa like that now, these days, have a lot of juice in it, it wet you up, it cut your clothes and go out kind of rotten clothes. That cocoa water is very strong, like an acid. But now you have to do it. If you can't leave the cocoa in the farm, you can't even pick it and leave it here these days. People steal it. You have to bring it out right away. As you pick, you've got to break and bring out because people steal it. People go in your farm at night with hearts and breakfast. They do that for many years now. People leave them cocoa, 6 bucks or 7 bucks of cocoa heap up. Next morning, when they go to break out and gone, people go over in the night and break it out.
Were you here when the president, President Flores, got shipwrecked down here and came walking into Coweta?
Yeah, I think that somewhere along in about 1914 or 15, somewhere along here, when that boat is named a big motor boat, having two motors, named Christina. They was coming from Sixola. There was, at the time the company was working, just started opening up plantation. They had to start the plant, and the railroad never put to an either. So he went there, was to rectify something here with the company. They went over on the motorboat, and they went up in the bar here to see and have it rectified. At the time the company here just making the banana farm, and the railroad was working, didn't work in yet, just railing down, people working, railing down the railroad in 6 hours a year. So when you turn back, even and then you get up from the opposite north of a bar here, you catch a very terrible weather, hard weather, freeze, the sea get rough, the sea, I remember I was big boy now, and the sea wash come away up by those hills there. Never sit from that at all, you know, see it get rough as that yet from my own Coweta. It was a terrible storm. So the train engineer get sick, seasick, couldn't tend to the engine. And here the engine is shut down, and the trees go to my ship, but they were looking on it, and he get down. I get close from some of those doors there. The man was in over his name, Edward Masters. He gave them some clothes to put on and came down and I think that time the railroad was all right working and they get trained and confident. But I had to walk it, go to fence out that time too. Well up to now, that boat is down in the sun up to about 3 years. Boat wash right through. I've been up here the morning when we hear that the boat went through, I've been up here. Boat here, we're up on the beach. Hell of a good boat, but that boat did come from the United States having all good convenience.
they said?
Up in all, I think in one yard have that bathtub, what they used to have in the boat there, used to be in winter. We have to show about it, but right now, I believe that tub is in one yard. I have a big thick tub.
Mm-hmm.
People get in there and bathe, have a shower, you get in there and bathe.
Really?
Yeah, and then the boat is named Christina.
Yeah, I know that.
Up in all, a big part of it, they took up, that boat and have metal on it. So much, right now, sometimes you find those cost a rupee 10 cents, kind of brass, I don't know if you say you come here, walk up in it, and if that metal they take and sell it and get those 10 cents made out of it, it's a kind of copper. That boat was a metal boat, have a copper there. After they get out a few sheets of the copper, they get out well and they sell it to the state and make these 10 cents. And the whole part of it built up in the sun after many years of Bacada, it's all along in 1914, I think that boat gets showed here.
Hmm.
A hell of a while.
Go ahead.
They tried was to work on assets, could get her off, but the weather come down and the sea fuller up and they didn't see her no more. It went right down, the sun sink all the time and cover it up. Lose it, they'll never get well. They save the two motors. Before the sea come down, they get all the two motors and they get all those 280 horsepower gasoline motor. They get them out. And the whole of the boat is down right up the beach. It can't rot neither because it's metals.
Mm-hmm.
Can't rot.
Mm-hmm.
Big launch was what is. I think that president is named Pinocchio. I think I don't remember his
they
name.
They said his name was Alfredo Flores.
Flores, no? Well, yeah, right.
That's what Mr. Sellers
yeah.
told me.
A good other official was on it. I don't remember how much of them. I don't really remember how much of them, but it was all official people on it. Went over to rectify something with the company here, with the farm line.
Somebody told me once that there was an American man after the Second World War who came out here and was digging up this black sand along this beach and down by Puerto Viejo, the black sand, and shipping.
Yeah, they were working. They were always working. They carried a good lot of sand from Puerto Viejo. They were working themselves from, I don't know what kind of sand, but they said something in that sand. They carried a good lot of sand from here. Used to got some boats. Big boats that bags, that put them in bags and send them out to the state, carry them to Limona and the ships take them.
They didn't do that on this beach here?
No, they all tried here, but they didn't take any from here. But put over here, they take a good lot of sand, take a couple of bags of sand away. Well. There were half men that working, have restaurants here to feed the men them, and they worked, go to sand them, and then have boats, take it to Limona and ship it to the state. Last, I don't remember how long it did keep up, but they were doing a lot of work there digging that sand.
But was it like a couple years that they were doing it, or was it a few years that they were doing it, or a few months? About how long were they doing it? Do you remember?
I think it's never run out a year. It didn't work for a whole year. Last about 8 or 9 months to stop. The work shut down. Used to have a boat, and they lose a big boat here too. They have a big boat there, they lose only as a, think what his name was, Rodney of the Santo, and he got you and would have a big here too, they lose it. And that boat, what his name, but a hell of a big motor boat. That's the name of it. But that boat belongs to an American guy, I think it was.
And
that boat was a kind of fishing boat, was around Punta Arenas. And I thought he came around here and get his horse to start to carry sun. And he didn't make a trip for sun, he get through there. The first trip he get here, he don't know what's wrong, he get through on the beach and he never get out of the boat. They try with it, get it out, they get to some barge around here, the beach and barge. They send them down here to see if they could tug her up. Never make it to ours, so she lose it.
Where was that? That it
in Port Harbor, right down in Port of Yavor here. He went there was a trip sand there, get out was a chair of a castle with a heavy big boat. A heavy big boat on.
Were you here when the Guillermina?
Oh, that is not too long either. So that is not here. That's talking about. Not so long. That was here that boat. That is not so very long.
It was after the war.
Supposed to have gone about 10 to 15 years on the route. Yeah, man, that boat was sure then.
Were you here when the Guillermina had the wreck out by the White Beach when Miss Ida was
Which
on
one
the
boat?
The Guillermina?
Oh, the Guillermina, well, that's the boat that's wrecked last outside here. It's the boat named the Guillermina. That's the boat that's last right on the reef here.
It's on this side.
Yeah, Lickett to Hellman. See, Lippard, the same boat near the Guillermina. It's the same boat I told her about once. Who was captain?
Wansmith was captain of that.
Lickett to Hell, my name is Guillermina. He run too close to the reef, you know, that car that takes off that long shoulder. He run too close. The sea was a little heavy that day. The sea was heavy. And he was kind of laughing with some girls at the other pool around playing and nobody paying attention. He got the sailors to the wheel and he run too close to the reef and the sea licked them to juice and turn them over.
Was it on this side of the point?
Yeah, right here. Don't you leave the hole here going away, see those breakers breaking right here. Yeah. What the name of Guillermina? That's the name of it.
Were people killed in that wreck?
Huh?
You said you thought a little girl was lost in that wreck?
Yeah, I was playing with girls, man. Playing with a girl there, kind of sport girl. The girl said the boat was going to a port of Everton, Kavita here, so the girl ramping here in the boat and he lose it. He ramping and never paying attention. He was the captain, right? The same ones with, but he had the other sailors them steering. Well, the sailors got a steer, but he didn't tell them where to steer. They stayed too close in underneath long shoulder and the sea. Turn them over, man. Pull them up with water and turn them over and lick them to hell. Think one person is get drowned, a little girl. But the others are people safe. Some drift went round and the hatch shot, the boat went round to Port Wagner, get round here. Some of the sailors them get round that way. Drift on a hatch. Yeah, man. Oh, what a terrible time in them days, man. That boat that. That's a get shown for the big boat in the Yankee.
The Yankee
Tripper. That's the name of the Yankee.
Were you here when the branch of the UNIA started up in Coweta?
Yes.
How did that start? How did that get started?
The UNIA, they have a little building on. Well, that was the people have a fellow here. Well, he didn't come here, but he was a great man. He was founded for to hear the name Marcus Jarvis. Well, they built up all around us in the country, they built up this new and I hear people joined with them, said that going to college. And, I saw the paper that I thought they make people call it Negro World. I didn't join them, I didn't study them. They don't need all the time to join this new and I hear, but I didn't study. But they have a little place out here, just where Mr. Bob has his building here. Have a little hotel, solid, you know, a building where people keep the meat at night.
Mm-hmm.
And all those things. All around, all the them, I don't remember what year it was either, that have all that put here. But all around was only you and the air going, people, all the Jamaicans there. At the time, a hell of a lot of Jamaicans around, giant. And so they went to carry them to Africa and have their own ships and all these things. So, at the time I worked in Atlanta, I saw a ship come here. It says the New Orleans ships. I went out on a dock tomorrow morning. I worked on a little boat, a good sized boat named the Martha. Belongs to a company in Germany, also a German company. So, with these ships, you go and see this New Orleans ship. Some of us, I really don't study about them. You want to hear the business. They charge the people them 50 cents. I had to go out and look on them ships on themselves. It is a new and air ship that they charge them. They have a big place right now, that place in the Monday, you know, where they have the new and air place here, a hell of a big place here. They have people here selling the tickets. They charge them 50 cents to go out to look on them ships. They hold these people come from the country, train from Ron Excursion. The company gave them free train, bring them to see them ship. All the day you see the black people going board the ships, go and look on this new and high ship. I think it's here for one day and they take it out of Ankai House in the steam there where they go and come afterwards, went to Boca Cell Toro. There you have a good lot of people, people in blood here. When they get to this place of Marante, they just throw a rope that they need to use winch. The people alone them hard in the ship to the dock. They were so glad to see that ship.
But did anybody go out on that ship? Anybody from Limon leave out on that? Was that ship to go to Africa?
Well, they claimed it was going to Africa. Why did it go to Africa? Well, wasn't there a ship near? Here was a charter ship too. They chartered a ship from some fool people them and said that they ship what? They couldn't have the ship. Made a lot of money, people going board there, but they charge them 50 cents and make hundreds of colonies sometime out of them going board here to look at them ship. I didn't pay nothing to go board. I also looked at it. The captain that was a Nassau man named Coxburn. I saw him on the ship.
Who were the people in Coweta who were active in the UNIA here in Coweta?
Well, it was going along pretty good. I thought I'd open up a business too, open up a little store. We were selling groceries too in UNIA. What did it last? It lost a little time. Last about 2 or 3 years, it get mashed up. Everything gone to do.
But what? Who was it? Do you remember the people who were involved in it, the people who participated here?
Well, head of that man, the head of that business there was a man, I think, named Skinner. Skinner, he had a son right out there now. He was the one of the big money in the UNIA. He was running the business. I was a big store here. We used to sell a lot of groceries, sugar, beans, rice, everything I always sell. Well, after we get truck us out, the people them draw, but there's lots of robbery going in the UNIA too. They used to sell in shares for $5 gold them days. Selling shares for the UNIA, $5 gold at times, well, the exchange was 4 for 1, so when you have $5 gold, that's 20 colonies. Here the exchange was low, not like now. When you have $5 gold, you have 20 colonies, $20. Well, yeah, $5, mm-hmm. Give it $20 gold. And they have an iron mine in Coweta here too, was working in 1921, named St. Gerard Company. They worked there about more than a year, was building for iron in Coweta.